Вариант 2. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1.4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A. Dear guests, we are happy to welcome you to our hotel. This year we've got a surprise for you, which is going to be particularly interesting for families with children. Now, along with splashing in the pool and seeing the aquarium with tropical fish, our young guests can visit the place where we grow fruit and vegetables for our restaurant. Right behind our building, there's a territory with a garden and an enclosure with hens, ducks, rabbits, and even a couple of goats. Text B.
Hi, Jane. It's Amanda. I'm calling to say that we had to change the date of my birthday party. In the invitation, it's written as the 14th of October, which is Saturday. But the weather forecast says it'll be raining the whole day. Not very good for a garden party, is it? That's why we've moved it to Sunday, which promises to be a warm and sunny day. The time is the same, at 2 p.m. Call me on Friday evening to confirm that you are coming. See you on Sunday.
Text C.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I need to buy a present for my nephew.
How old is he? And what's he interested in?
He's 9. Like most boys, he likes playing with his dog, assembling Lego, drawing, lots of other things.
How about a book about searching for a lost castle?
Sounds good, but I gave him a book for Christmas and he wasn't very impressed. Any other idea?
Well, you mentioned Lego or a skateboard.
He has already got both.
Then I would recommend this big set of paints.
Oh, I think this one would do. I'm sure he'll like it. Where can I pay? Text D. Hi, Kate.
Oh, sorry, James. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Of course, because you were wearing your headphones. What did you listen to?
My Spanish course.
Cool. Your new hobby. It's a shame I can't speak any foreign languages. My brother is learning French. He even tries to write poems in French.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. Some people enjoy learning languages. Others are good at other things. As for you, you've got a great talent for roller skating.
I won't argue. I won the first prize in the City Rollers competition, by the way.
Congratulations!
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A. Dear guests, we are happy to welcome you to our hotel. This year we've got a surprise for you, which is going to be particularly interesting for families with children. Now, along with splashing in the pool and seeing the aquarium with tropical fish, our young guests can visit the place where we grow fruit and vegetables for our restaurant. Right behind our building, there's a territory with a garden and an enclosure with hens, ducks, rabbits, and even a couple of goats. Text B.
Hi, Jane, it's Amanda. I'm calling to say that we had to change the date of my birthday party. In the invitation, it's written as the 14th of October, which is Saturday, but the weather forecast says it'll be raining the whole day. Not very good for a garden party, is it? That's why we've moved it to Sunday, which promises to be a warm and sunny day. The time is the same, at 2 p.m. Call me on Friday evening to confirm that you are coming. See you on Sunday.
Text C.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I need to buy a present for my nephew.
How old is he? And what's he interested in?
He's 9. Like most boys, he likes playing with his dog, assembling Lego, drawing. Lots of other things.
How about a book about searching for a lost castle?
Sounds good, but I gave him a book for Christmas and he wasn't very impressed. Any other idea?
Well, you mentioned Lego. Or a skateboard.
He has already got both.
Then I would recommend this big set of paints.
Oh, I think this one would do. I'm sure he'll like it. Where can I pay? Text D. Hi, Kate.
Oh, sorry, James. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Of course, because you were wearing your headphones. What did you listen to?
My Spanish course.
Cool. Your new hobby. It's a shame I can't speak any foreign languages. My brother is learning French. He even tries to write poems in French.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. Some people enjoy learning languages. Others are good at other things. As for you, you've got a great talent for roller skating.
I won't argue. I won the first prize in the City Rollers competition, by the way.
Congratulations!
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about life in big cities. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
Of course, big cities can't boast many parks or fresh and clean air, but life in a big city is certainly exciting. You can watch new blockbusters or attend theater performances or concerts of the best musicians. Big cities have many museums, concert halls, and whatnot. I also enjoy the fast rhythm of big city life. People walking fast along the streets. There's hustle and bustle everywhere. Cars moving and beeping. It's really fun.
Speaker B. I live in a big city, but I wish I could move to the countryside. My parents have good jobs here, but they are also dreaming of going freelance and living in the country. You see, the air is very polluted in my city, and the tap water is not drinkable either, and it's hard to find a place to go for a walk, which is certainly bad for health. We need to find a way out, as long as we haven't developed any illnesses yet, I think. Speaker C.
On the one hand, big city life is interesting. But on the other hand, big cities are very noisy. You can hear loud sounds from cars moving along the streets, even at night, and you can easily become irritated because of it. The fast lifestyle, when you are always in a hurry, also makes you annoyed and tired. You become nervous and worried, which is certainly not very good for you. Being in a bad mood all the time because of the noise is a reason for tension.
Speaker D. I do understand that life in a big city has a lot of minuses, like bad ecology or a lot of stress. But to be perfectly frank, I wouldn't like to live anywhere else. I don't think that the countryside can offer many employment opportunities. There are few workplaces there, and the salaries are much lower than in big cities. I think that's a good reason to stay in a big city, rather than move to the country. Speaker E.
Of course, big cities offer better schools and jobs and more chances to attend concerts and theater plays. But I still find life in a big city uninteresting and monotonous. It's the same all the year round. The colors around don't change. It's the same routine every morning and every evening. You go on the same buses. All people in the street look gray, dull, and busy. Being busy doesn't mean living an exciting life. I'd actually prefer to have more fun.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinions about life in big cities. Now we would like to present their opinions to you. Speaker A.
Of course, big cities can't boast many parks or fresh and clean air. But life in a big city is certainly exciting. You can watch new blockbusters or attend theater performances or concerts of the best musicians. Big cities have many museums, concert halls, and whatnot. I also enjoy the fast rhythm of big city life. People walking fast along the streets. There's hustle and bustle everywhere. Cars moving and beeping. It's really fun.
Speaker B. I live in a big city, but I wish I could move to the countryside. My parents have good jobs here, but they are also dreaming of going freelance and living in the country. You see, the air is very polluted in my city, and the tap water is not drinkable either, and it's hard to find a place to go for a walk, which is certainly bad for health. We need to find a way out, as long as we haven't developed any illnesses yet, I think. Speaker C.
On the one hand, big city life is interesting. But on the other hand, big cities are very noisy. You can hear loud sounds from cars moving along the streets, even at night, and you can easily become irritated because of it. The fast lifestyle, when you are always in a hurry, also makes you annoyed and tired. You become nervous and worried, which is certainly not very good for you. Being in a bad mood all the time because of the noise is a reason for tension.
Speaker D. I do understand that life in a big city has a lot of minuses, like bad ecology or a lot of stress. But to be perfectly frank, I wouldn't like to live anywhere else. I don't think that the countryside can offer many employment opportunities. There are few workplaces there, and the salaries are much lower than in big cities. I think that's a good reason to stay in a big city, rather than move to the country. Speaker E.
Of course, big cities offer better schools and jobs and more chances to attend concerts and theater plays. But I still find life in a big city uninteresting and monotonous. It's the same all the year round. The colors around don't change. It's the same routine every morning and every evening. You go on the same buses. All people in the street look gray, dull, and busy. Being busy doesn't mean living an exciting life. I'd actually prefer to have more fun.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
First of all, I would like to thank you for agreeing to take part in our survey and talking to me. We are doing it as a part of our university course. It won't take you long, I promise.
Oh, that's fine. I've got time and I'm happy to help you with your project. Do you need my name and age?
Only your age.
Okay. I'm 60.
60? You don't look it.
Thank you.
What do you do to keep so fit? Any special gymnastics?
No, but I've been playing tennis since childhood, and still do it once or twice a week. It helps me to be in shape.
Any special food? What is the basis of your diet?
Vegetables. I eat lots of them. There's no need to explain how good vegetables are for the body and mind. And of course, I try to avoid junk foods and meat. I'm from India, and we have traditions of cooking vegetables there. My wife is a professional cook, by the way. She cooks very well.
Lucky you. So you were born in India. Right. Did you leave India long ago?
Yes. I went to university in the United States to be an engineer, and since graduation have been travelling a lot.
Because of your job?
Yes. Companies from different countries still employ me. Good engineers are always needed.
That's true. It's one of the most important professions in the world.
There are lots of others, equally important, to be fair. Every person considers their job important. I'm sure you feel the same about your future career.
Sure. Yes, I really do. And getting back to the survey, one more question. What do you do in your free time?
I used to play computer games when I was younger, but now I don't. It's not very good for my eyes, at least my doctor says so. Now I go fishing when I have an opportunity. But I don't have much time for this hobby yet. I'll be going fishing much more often when I'm retired. And I'll probably join the Fisherman's Club.
Thank you for giving me your time. But I've got a few more questions, if you don't mind.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
First of all, I would like to thank you for agreeing to take part in our survey and talking to me. We are doing it as a part of our university course. It won't take you long, I promise.
Oh, that's fine. I've got time and I'm happy to help you with your project. Do you need my name and age?
Only your age.
Okay. I'm 60.
60? You don't look it.
Thank you.
What do you do to keep so fit? Any special gymnastics?
No, but I've been playing tennis since childhood, and still do it once or twice a week. It helps me to be in shape.
Any special food? What is the basis of your diet?
Vegetables. I eat lots of them. There's no need to explain how good vegetables are for the body and mind. And of course, I try to avoid junk foods and meat. I'm from India, and we have traditions of cooking vegetables there. My wife is a professional cook, by the way. She cooks very well.
Lucky you. So you were born in India. Right. Did you leave India long ago?
Yes. I went to university in the United States to be an engineer, and since graduation have been traveling a lot.
Because of your job?
Yes. Companies from different countries still employ me. Good engineers are always needed.
That's true. It's one of the most important professions in the world.
There are lots of others, equally important, to be fair. Every person considers their job important. I'm sure you feel the same about your future career.
Sure. Yes, I really do. And getting back to the survey, one more question. What do you do in your free time?
I used to play computer games when I was younger, but now I don't. It's not very good for my eyes, at least my doctor says so. Now I go fishing when I have an opportunity. But I don't have much time for this hobby yet. I'll be going fishing much more often when I'm retired. And I'll probably join the Fisherman's Club.
Thank you for giving me your time. But I've got a few more questions, if you don't mind.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.